Conor Comeric from Dunlow.
Yeah.
In the Escort Mark II in this year's Donegal Rally. How has it gone so far?
Not so bad. We had a tough enough morning. We had a jam and throttle and didn't get enough out of it, but we got them two stages and a good cut at them, so we're happy enough. Everything's going all right. A few weeks tire changes here now, and we'll be good to go for the evening, hopefully, and to tomorrow.
You're alongside Pete Green, so how's he faring up?
Not a bother. His life on that old dog yet.
And tell me, just how does this rate compare with previously?
It's just Donegal's just Donegal. It's great every time, you know. It's hard to beat. Put a lot of work into it to get ready, and it's just great to get going and stay going, hopefully.
Now, just looking at the car, a little bit of a bump on the back side.
Yeah. Just a wee slide earlier on this morning, but nothing major.
And we're in service here, and you have a big team out, so you know, it just shows how many people are involved for everybody.
I don't think there's any small teams here, to be honest. We still wouldn't be here without the lads, to be honest.
And it's typical Donegal weather, isn't it? Because we don't know what's next.
Well, hopefully the sun sticks out now for the evening. It was working on the dry tires. So
Stephen Peoples, racing in car number 123, the Escort. You're in service here, so tell us about day two of the rally for you.
Day two started off very slippery in the morning. Cairn Hill was really treacherous. Knockall was mostly dry, because then it was dry. Then the last two stages of the evening were brilliant, going dry from start to finish. It's a lot more enjoyable when you can get cutting at it, like. But I'm really enjoying it. It's great to get up. Donegal, I can't believe how long it is, actually.
So tell us a little bit about your team. How many people have you got helping out?
We've kind of a group of, it's hard to know the other day, that there, but I think around five or six there between, normally do two cars here and other fellas. So I'm Stuart's along with, so between the six of them, they kind of manage the two of them. They're good. It's a brother there, Alfie Eagles, so me and got a service, of course. So he's the man charge, I think.
And this is what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, the local people and everybody's been preparing for weeks and months for it.
This is it. This is a pinnacle. Like, at the end of the day, the guess is the big one that we look forward to. It's like my first time doing it up here, so it's a different experience, to be quite honest. So I'm enjoying it. That's the deal. It's all going.
So any particular tactics for the rest of the day?
Yeah, we don't do tactics. We just hope for the best.